Talk Live. We're launching into the third hour of the program. You can take control of the airwaves and dial in toll-free. Bring up whatever is on your mind. 800-259-9231. That number brought to you by SACL CAI. It's 1-800-259-9231. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. We give you the features there for free. The main feature of the site allows you to influence the stuff we'll talk about on the air. Just submit different things that you find of interest across the web. Our listeners will then vote up or down on your submissions, and you can vote up and down too on other people's, and then the most voted up will make it to the front page and the top of our website, meaning more people will see them, and we might be more likely to talk about them. So
the voted down ones drift off into internet obscurity.
I suppose they do. So head on over and get interactive over at freetalklive.com. As we're going to continue a discussion, for those of you just tuning in, last hour we told a story, and I found this over at freetalklive.com. We told a story about a man who came back from a trip to China. And what was he doing in China? Well, he said it's none of your business to the U.S. Customs bureaucrats that were interrogating him upon his return. He had brought the passport, as he is supposed to do. He had provided them with a written declaration in regards to what was in his bags. And they wanted to barrage him with questions, and he did not want to answer any of them, which upset them. They then moved him into a room, into secondary, and they sat him down on a chair for a while, and they tried to sweat him out. They tried to psych him out by telling him that you could be here for, you know, 3-4 hours. You better start talking. And actually, they ended up only holding him for a half an hour. But they were attempting to intimidate him, and he didn't give them any information. He didn't answer their questions, and he's reflecting on his observations. He posted a blog post about what happened about 5 months ago, and there have since been 700 comments that have been posted. Of course, a lot of people calling him a douchebag, because anybody who worships the police state, the police and the customs can do no wrong. It doesn't matter what they do or what questions they ask or how invasive they are. Anybody who stands up for their rights is automatically a douchebag. And so he's responding to some of those people and some of the legitimate concerns, or more legitimate concerns, that some people might have had, as well as more observations looking back at what he did. And so one of the things that he points out here is that, first of all, he says you cannot be, if you're a so-called U.S. citizen, you cannot be denied reentry to your own country. The right to silence is golden.
That's a federal court ruling.
Yeah. The more you speak to these people, the more likely they are to come up with some reason to arrest you. So keep your mouth shut. And he points out that any misstatement to a federal officer can result in your arrest. There is, I believe it's a felony charge of essentially lying to a federal officer. Now, I don't know in how many states a similar charge exists for state officers or local cops. I don't know. I've never heard of those laws before. So this may only apply when it comes to the feds. But in general, it's not a good idea to talk to these people, because they aren't your friends. Unless you called them to your house because your kid's missing or something like that, in any other situation where they're contacting you, where they're trying to get information out of you, they may be looking for a reason to put you in handcuffs.
Well, when you're dealing with these Customs and Border Patrol folks, they are usually dealing with a line of people. And you are not on their radar in generally until you pop your head up. And, you know, so I hesitate to suggest that this is a good idea unless you're looking
to not talk to the cops,
to not talk to the border customs and border patrols, because they just want the same thing you want, is to speed you through as quickly as possible. Yes, if they get a hair up their rear end for you, you're going to have a very bad day. It's absolutely true. Chances are very good, though, that they're going to see hundreds of people in one day, and the reason that they go after you, it's unlikely. If you want to do some kind of protest, by all means, protest away, do your civil disobedience. Don't expect things to go particularly well for you.
And so he's referring to the statute that is regarding the federal officers lying to a federal officer. He says the statute, which is referred to as Section 1001, and then he links to it, is the reason why Martha Stewart has a Bureau of Prisons number. The only way to immunize yourself against false statements, the false statements charge, is if you refuse to speak to federal officers. Wait, you ask, what about telling the truth? Well, it doesn't work. If in the course of your conversation you misremember something or speak inarticulately, you can now be arrested Innocent mistake? Prove it later in court after being jailed, charged, and tried, and paying for a lawyer.
This is true and extraordinarily unlikely.
Well, what if they don't like you, Mark, for some reason? What if they just decide to pick on you for
the
some reason?
The reason
they
that the
like
Customs
you.
And Border Patrol most likely will not like you is because you have not been compliant.
Maybe. I don't know, Mark. I'm not in Customs and Border Patrol, so I can't tell you what their agents are and what their biases, their personal biases might be. Just maybe they don't like the way you look. Maybe they don't like the way you dress.
Indeed.
Maybe they don't like the color of your skin.
It happens, right?
Mm-hmm.
But
yeah.
But they deal with a lot of people with a lot of different colors. And honestly, Customs and Border Patrol, I've seen a great deal of variety in these people's skin color. Just saying, not very likely. The most likely reason that they're going to bring the hammer down, and I'd say this is in the 90th something percentile, is because you've been disobedient to them. And that's all they want. That's what they want. That's what any other law enforcement officer wants.
They want
complete
obedience.
And utter compliance. They don't even want you to look at them like you do not want to be compliant, because that will be construed as disobedience.
But the fact is, Mark, I mean, it sounds like you're advocating people just go along and get along, and I understand.
I'm telling you that the average person,
there's a place
an amateur, should not try this.
You have to. Well, how do you not be an amateur? I mean, you have to start at some point.
Right.
So,
but be prepared to start. That's what I'm saying. Understand that this isn't just something that you're going to walk up to the Customs and Border Patrol people and you're going to say, I don't have any obligation to answer your questions, and they're just going to let you walk on your merry
little
way.
No, you're not. No, there's going to be problems. I mean, that's what we're talking about here.
Right.
The problems that he encountered when he stood up for himself. But you can't deny, Mark, that whether or not they are intending on picking on you, if you make a misstatement about what you had in your bag or you misremember something and they find that you have that item, or you told them you didn't have X and you actually did have X, you've just committed a felony. So would you rather end up being detained for a half an hour or 3 hours and then being let go because you didn't speak? Or would you rather have a felony charge on your rap sheet?
I think that it's extraordinarily unlikely, even if you did commit the felony, that you would still have to deal with that felony charge.
You think it's unlikely that they would charge you with a crime if you lied? If you said something to them they considered a lie?
Well, if what they did consider a lie, as opposed to a misstatement, right?
They're going to see it as a lie. You said X.
Now you're proposing what they're saying.
They found out Y.
Look, man, I'm telling you that people, they get that all day long. People saying, oh, yeah, well, I didn't know I had that in there. Never mind.
I hope you're right about that, Mark, because you're talking like you know the situation.
Been through Customs and Border Patrol?
I'm not going to claim anything. I've never been through it. I'm
right.
just saying you're talking like you know
about it. You're claiming that they're going to give you a felony charge, so you are making that
they
claim.
Could. I'm saying they could.
Absolutely they could.
Right.
Ian, they can do anything they want. They can
That's
disappear
true.
Your ass at the border, and all the advice that you're giving is completely useless. Your head could be shipped off to Antarctica.
Yeah, that's true, I suppose. But that seems a little less likely.
This is just largely pointless activism.
You think so, huh?
Yeah,
why?
I do. Because it doesn't really achieve anything.
You mean what outside of your own person?
Right. You know, you're going to have fun. You're going to be able to write things on the internet. You're going to be able to educate people on the process and the legality behind it. And I think that's of some value. But what's the point in getting 100 or 1,000 of people doing this?
The point would be to show these government bureaucrats that people aren't going to just go along with the program.
All they're going to do is figure out some way that they can, you know, that these people are, in fact, going to go along with the program.
Well, that's a defeatist thing to say, Mark, and I understand why you would say that, but you're basically arguing for obedience, and I find that sad.
I'm arguing for obedience because it is going to be you'll live to fight another day for a better battle.
Yeah. 1-800-259-9231, that is the SACL CAI toll-free line. Look, I'm not saying that everybody should do this. I think there's a time for it, and there's a time when it doesn't work. And obviously, if you're on a connecting flight or you're going to be making a connecting flight, then you're putting even more at risk by playing this little game with them. But if you want to stand up for yourself when it comes to the custom agents, I don't think there's anything wrong with that activism.
I don't think there's anything wrong
with
it.
I don't think it's pointless either. I think that it makes a difference when you are standing up for yourself, when you are refusing to obey these little tyrants. I think that makes a difference personally. It helps you with the courageous, you know, being a little more courageous in the future, taking a little baby steps, a little bit of risks here and there. More coming up. This is Free Talk Live. Have you been thinking about starting a website? I'm going to tell you about a great offer from HostGator. HostGator is a worldwide leader for web hosting, and they make it easy to get your own .com domain name. You create your very own website with their free site builder tools and templates. Sign up at HostGator.freetalklive.com to receive your first month completely free. Whether you want a personal blog or a complete e-commerce business website, let the experts at HostGator.freetalklive.com host you.
In 2010, we were fighting for your rights. In 2019, we are fighting for our lives.
The last illusions of economic stability have shattered, revealing the financial dystopia that lies beneath the surface. The Federal Reserve has run out of lies and out of time. Those who stand for liberty will right their wrongs or die trying. Get involved with the epic animated feature-length film, Silver Circle, at SilverCircleMovie.com.
Just remember, when they control the money, they control everything.
Before you throw away your used batteries, you need to listen to this. Now, going green can save money. Go green and save money by giving life to your used batteries by charging them with the Renaissance Charger. The Renaissance Charger uses a new revolutionary battery charging technology that effectively extends the life of new batteries and gives new life to used batteries. Invented by legendary audio genius John Bedini, this unique and patented charging system rejuvenates the electrochemical plate structure in the battery without additives, increasing capacity and maintaining cell integrity. Renaissance Charge offers a full line of products made in the USA for all types and sizes of batteries. Find out why our customers tell us the Renaissance Charger is the only battery charger they will ever use. Save your money. Save the environment. Visit us online at r-charge.com. That's r-charge.com or call us at 208-772-4514. That's 208-772-4514. Be a part of the revolution today.
Can you live with minor aches and pains? Maybe. But oftentimes, those won't-go-away pains become so debilitating that we are not able to do things we used to, like go for a walk, garden, or even button a shirt. Now, restore normal function naturally and give yourself the freedom to move with Recovery Extra Strength. Over-the-counter drugs will stop the pain, but at the expense of your liver. Recovery Extra Strength is the number one solution for pain and inflammation. It contains Nutricol, a unique proprietary blend of green tea and grapes, and is made in Canada under strict Health Canada oversight of natural products. If you suffer from arthritis, bursitis, tendonitis, back, or other aches and pains, use Recovery Extra Strength. Call 866-543-3388 or go to RemarkableRecovery.com. Get free shipping on orders of $50 or more when you use checkout code GCN Radio. Call 1-866-543-3388 or go to RemarkableRecovery.com for Recovery Extra Strength for pain-free mobility.
Never clean or maintain your old-fashioned gutters again. Now there's Rain Handler. How'd you like to never have to climb a shaky ladder to dig out leaves from your gutters ever again? You need Rain Handler, the patented modern gutter that eliminates gutter cleaning forever. Rain Handler converts the runoff from your roof to gentle raindrops and spreads them away from your home, eliminating ground erosion. Rain Handler is made of self-cleaning aluminum louvers that allow leaves and debris to blow away. And Rain Handler cannot cause ice dams. Each Rain Handler section is guaranteed against winter damage and comes with a 25-year warranty and a full one-year money-back satisfaction guarantee. Go to GetRainHandler.com to see this amazing system in action or call 800-942-3004. All radio listeners receive a 10% discount at GetRainHandler.com. That's GetRainHandler.com. Call 800-942-3004 or visit GetRainHandler.com today.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up what you want. The toll-free number is 1-800-259-9231. SACL CAI, toll-free line, 800-259-9231. You can take control of the airwaves. That's what we call it, Free Talk Live. You can also join us online and enjoy the news updates that we have. You can get the latest on Free Talk Live whenever you need to know. You'll know it first if you're on the news updates. Let's go to news.freetalklive.com. You can get signed up there for either our email updates or Twitter or Facebook or all of the above. Go to news.freetalklive.com and get signed up.
HostGator is a worldwide leader for web hosting, and they make it easy for you to get your own .com domain name. You create your very own website with their free site builder tools and templates. Whether you want a personal blog or complete e-commerce business website, you can let the experts at HostGator.freetalklive.com host you. We've created that portal so that you can get your first month completely free if you use it. HostGator.freetalklive.com.
All right, so we actually have been talking about this issue of a guy over at KnifeTricks.blogspot.com who's blogging about his interaction with these customs bureaucrats coming back in from a trip to China, wherein he refused to answer their questions. He gave them the paperwork that they were demanding, the passport to show that he's a so-called citizen, and also the written declaration regards to what he had in his bags, and refused to answer any of their oral questions. They detained him for a half an hour, tried to intimidate him. And the last segment's discussion basically revolved around whether or not this is worthwhile activism. Mark, you are firmly denying that this is worthwhile for someone to do. I think that
the article is very interesting. So this guy doing it is worthwhile because he's made an interesting article.
Okay, and you're saying that for other people that they shouldn't do it.
Yes.
And so I was suggesting that this could be beneficial to an individual for their personal well-being as far as their courage when it comes to dealing with the police to refuse to go along with their demands in this particular case could be very personally empowering. You sort of acknowledged as that being a possibility, but you still are against it because it's hacking at the leaf as opposed to the root, etc. And you made another point during the break I wanted to make sure you brought up on the air.
Right. You know, I've done civil disobedience myself, and I agree that you have to do some in order to get better at doing it, and you have to get your kind of your sea legs, as it were. But it's dangerous at the same time. Let's talk about
civil disobedience tends to be where you break a law. Non-cooperation is
all right.
Probably
yeah, whatever.
More
I fail to see the importance of drawing the distinctions between civil disobedience, outside the system, activism, agorism, non-cooperation.
Civil disobedience. So, well, words are important because they have definitions, and civil disobedience is where you frequently will, it doesn't have to involve promotion in advance, but generally you're making an instance out of breaking a law.
Right.
And
in this case, he didn't break any laws.
Well,
so you say. But
if they had broken a law, they'd have arrested him for it.
What if they decide to do it the next time? Failure to obey the diktats of a government official. They've got that one.
What
they
if,
use it all the time.
If?
And yeah. All I'm saying is that they the law enforcement officials do that. And at that point, does it become civil disobedience that you had done because they whip out one of these catch-all charges?
It's a good question. I don't have an answer for you.
Yeah. So that's why you don't jump in and interrupt a super genius when he's talking. So what I'm trying to point out here is that there's a friend of the show. His name's George Donnelly. He did some activism recently. He went out with an activist, Julian Heichlin, passing out fully informed jury association pamphlets on the steps of a federal building. And Julian Heichlin has done this on many federal buildings. I support this activism. I think it's important. However, I'd like to point out that there's a downside. If you're signed up for the Free State Project and you're looking to say, hey, get your water wings, your sea legs, excuse me, in activism, by trying something before you come, we've seen this over and over again. George Donnelly was scheduled to be here the very next day, having moved for the Free State Project. Here you have a guy who's on fire for liberty. He's ready to be active. And
He couldn't wait,
and now he's going to, and he has all kinds of financial trouble because of it, because they arrested him for standing on the steps of a courthouse with a camera.
Yeah.
They lied, they cheated, they stole, they hurt him, they did all kinds of terrible things.
It's horrible. Mama Allie from Savannah Last Biscuit has been arrested since she had originally planned to move up here. She would have moved in August, and she put it off, and then she was attacked by a police officer with a serious attitude problem.
And this is what I'm trying to say, is doing this sort of activism, this outside-the-system, non-compliance, civil disobedience kind of activism, comes with a danger. And that
sure, there's always a risk.
Right. And that risk is that and most of the people that are willing to do it are signed up for the Free State Project.
I don't know if that's true. I think that's where that's the jump you're making.
The ones
I would
that
agree
we hear about that listen to this show.
I would agree with you, Mark, that if you're signed up for the Free State Project, yeah, you probably shouldn't be doing activism that puts you at a risk until you're here in New Hampshire where you can have people backing you up. But I don't believe that everybody listening to the show is signed up for the Free State Project, or everybody that wants to do activism or get active is signed up for the Free State Project. So in the absence of being signed up for the Free State Project and planning a move to New Hampshire, then if you want to get active, I don't think this is a bad
activity. If you want to get active in groups, because because as an individual, you have far less power.
That's true.
All I'm saying. When you're in a small group of 1 to 3 to 5 people, they bring in enough cops that they overpower you.
You're
in
right.
the sense that they feel power in numbers and they don't mind using it. If, however, you're there and with a bunch of people, you can get the message it is that you want to get across in a far more effective fashion. And I think that's
a real
disservice to suggest, go out there and tell these authorities that you're not going to take it anymore.
You're making good points, but I think at some point you have to refuse to go along with this nonsense.
Right. Well,
at some point, when the Nazis are demanding that you fill out the forms revealing that you're a Jewish and take this star and wear it, at some point you have to stop going along with it.
People have been answering business or pleasure at the border for a very long time.
We'll get to that one coming up next, because we're only at number 3 of his points here before we get derailed into this conversation. I would love to have your thoughts on whether you think this is worthwhile or not at 800-259-9231. I think that it is. Mark doesn't think so. So how about you? Let's continue, though. So he's talking about these misstatements to a federal officer that could result in your arrest for lying to a federal officer. And he points out that Cardinal Richelieu is alleged to have said, "If you give me 6 lines written by the hand of the most honest of men, I will find something in them which will hang him." That's how the false statement charge works. Any cop or prosecutor can concoct a lie from your statements. The only way to protect yourself from a false statement charge is to refuse to speak to federal law enforcement officers. Number 4, business or pleasure is a trap. Which brings us to the reason why, contrary to the belief of many commenters, the seemingly innocuous CPB question of whether your international trip was for business or pleasure is a trap. You say business because you're at a conference, but the stamps in your passport indicate that you're returning from a tourist destination like Bali. Now the officer can argue that you've made a false statement, having engaged in an attempt to claim improper business deductions under Internal Revenue Code, and have broken any other federal criminal law. There are more than 10,000, which he can mold around the circumstances. You and your traveling companion say pleasure, but you're returning from Antwerp, a city known for its diamond trade, not its nightlife. Liars and smugglers. And with 2 people involved, the feds can levy conspiracy and aiding and abetting charges. He says, "No, I'm not saying these charges would stick. I'm saying they can be concocted because of purported inconsistencies in your story. My point is the officer acting in bad faith wouldn't have that ammunition if you had invoked your right to silence." He's got some more he wants to share, and your thoughts are welcome as well. At 800-259-9231, this is Free Talk Live.
The food storage industry leader has done it again.
Introducing FDG Clubs and Survival Bucks from the Freeze Dry Guy. For over 39 years, the Freeze Dry Guy has served various government agencies and the private sector with the finest in storable foods and emergency rations. If you've wanted to build emergency food supplies but couldn't afford it,
now you can.
Go to freezedryguy.com, click on products, and look for the Freeze Dry Guy Clubs to pay as you go.
Now you can build food storage without going into debt.
Choose from a payment range of $95 to $450 per month.
Our clubs work with everyone's budget.
Plus, when you join Freeze Dry Guy Clubs, you'll get additional rewards. For example, this month, get 10% back in survival bucks on all purchases in the Freeze Dry Guy product line, plus free shipping within the lower 48 states on any order amounts. Hurry, go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. The Freeze Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
When you hear the words water purification, what comes to mind? If it's Berkey Water Purification Systems, this message is for you. Did you know that over 60% of municipal water contains fluoride at less than 2 cents per gallon? Berkey water filters purify treated and untreated water, remove dangerous chlorine, fluoride, and contaminants from municipal water. These filters are powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water, making them perfect for rainwater collection systems. From the smallest to the largest systems, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has what you need. With your system purchase, you'll receive a shower filter, a fluoride filter, or two Sport Berkey bottles absolutely free. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com would like to offer GCN listeners 5% off all ceramic filter systems and ship all orders over $50 free of charge. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY today.
I have a very important announcement from our friends at eFoods Direct. Please pay close attention. Due to rapidly rising food costs, eFoods Direct must raise their prices. However, until September 20th, our current supplies are gone, whichever comes first, eFoods Direct is making a special offer to our listeners. It's the eFoods Direct pre-price increase special. Since 2008, wholesale food costs have risen dramatically, yet eFoods Direct has refused to pass these increases on to you. Unfortunately, they can no longer absorb the recent surge in costs and have no choice but to raise prices. Until September 20th, our supplies on hand are gone, whichever comes first. Not only can you take advantage of the current lower prices, but for every three selected items that you buy, eFoods Direct will give you one free. That's right, buy three, get one free. It's your last chance to get in on the huge savings. Act now. On the web at eFoodsDirect.com or call 1-800-409-5633. That's eFoodsDirect.com on the web or call 800-409-5633.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com.
If you want to breathe better, please write this down now. BreatheBetterAir.com. You don't have time to waste. Go to BreatheBetterAir.com and see the stylish Air Oasis 3000 Air Purifier. It has no filters, no messy plates to clean, requires no maintenance for 3 years, is built by hand in the U.S., and comes with a 3-year warranty. GCN listeners get a $100 discount and free air quality test kit at BreatheBetterAir.com or call 806-477-0322 to breathe better air now.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live, and you can take control of the airwaves. Just dial in toll-free, 800-259-9231. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line, 1-800-259-9231. You can join us on our website, freetalklive.com is the place to go. The features there are free. We've got listening options, so you can tune into our broadband or dial-up streams. We've also got the listen lines that allow you to call in from any phone that can call long distance. So head on over, get all the details on that over at listen.freetalklive.com. That's listen.freetalklive.com. Now, one thing that we've definitely agreed on in our conversation so far, Mark, about interacting with the customs bureaucrats is if you're moving to New Hampshire as part of the Free State Project, chill out on all that activism stuff. Don't put yourself at risk because you don't want to end up getting stuck where you currently are by some legal nonsense. So if you are considering a move to the Free State Project, then great. Look forward to seeing you up here. Get here sooner rather than later. The sooner we can get liberty-loving people to New Hampshire and get them active here, the sooner we'll get to freedom, or at least more of it. And you can learn more about the Free State Project, which is a group of hundreds and thousands. We want to reach 20,000. We've got over 10,000 people pledged to move. Hundreds have already moved. Of people who love liberty, who understand what it means to be free, who understands that in order to be free, you have to allow others to be free, people that get it about freedom to move together to the same place. Go to freestateproject.org to learn more and get signed up. That's freestateproject.org. As we are going to continue here with this story from knifetricks.blogspot.com about a man who returned to the United States from China and refused to answer questions and was allowed back in. Despite the protestation of the customs agents, and he's reflecting on his encounter and talking about how the business or pleasure question is a trap that they use to try to accuse you perhaps of lying to them about something. If they can accuse you of lying to them about something, then they can charge you with a federal crime of lying to a federal officer. And so he's recommending that you just stay silent. Just let the documents speak for themselves and let you get through. Mark, you're saying this is bad. Move on through. Do whatever they say. Answer their questions.
Right.
Be a good little serf.
Right. And I say that, I'm not saying, you know, be good because it's, you know, the right thing to do. I'm saying be good because it's the expedient thing to do. And this, the idea that was this trip for business or pleasure question is a trap is fallacious, because a trap is something that you spring in order to catch people. And this is, as far as I know, never been done, and it's certainly only very, 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 very rarely done. So something that you can generally walk through and not get trapped in is not a trap if it only catches 0.0001% of the people that go through. And I'd also like to point out that they don't need you to say anything if they want to say that you've lied. They can just claim that you said something, because there's no videotape or anything like that. If the customs official wants to get your butt for some reason, they're going to do it anyway. If they're a bad person and they're willing to lie and manipulate in order to get what they want, they're going to do it anyway. So the claiming that this is a trap is, as far as I'm concerned, disingenuous. He makes a great academic point, and I'm glad the guy's done it for the fact that he's pointing out how all this stuff works. But it's
how do you know that's never been done, Mark? I mean, how can you say that that's never happened?
I said that either it's never happened, or if so, very, very, very rarely. Because we would hear about all the people that are getting in all the trouble for saying, claiming business when it was pleasure, or pleasure when it was business, or whatever.
He's saying that the point is, the officer acting in bad faith wouldn't have that ammunition if you invoked your right to silence.
Yes, he would, because he could lie. An officer acting in bad faith can tell lies.
Well, that is true. Answering the question also immediately opens you up to more questions, which can lead to more chances for the feds to claim that you said something suspicious, inconsistent, or false. And in addition, he says, and this is very much a lawyer's objection, the question requests a legal conclusion. I have no idea how many federal laws create a distinction between business and pleasure, travel, or what standards are used. It's not my call. Now, so it's I agree with him. I mean, it's better to just say I don't even understand, or I'm not going to answer your questions. Number five, politeness would make no difference, he says. Many of the commenters took issue with my rude tone toward the CPB officers. This criticism is profoundly misguided. He says, to the authoritarian mind, there are only two responses to a demand, submission or defiance. And anything less than total submission is defiance.
I concur with this completely.
A Lutheran grandmother from Savannah with manners of an antebellum finishing school would be hassled if she refused to answer CPB's questions.
Indeed.
Answering with the tart, none of your business. Business underscores that I will not be pushed around, and potentially important from a criminal procedure perspective is an unambiguous statement that I am not waiving my rights. It is a line in the linoleum. Further, why is politeness a one-way street? Many commenters relayed stories about rude, abusive, mean, and intrusive CPB officers. The entire cop ethos is based on intimidation and domination. We should be able to give the officers a little of their own medicine, and if they're as tough as they claim, they can take it. Number six, there's a profound difference between a U.S. citizen entering a foreign country and a U.S. citizen re-entering her own country. Multiple commenters confuse or conflate the distinction between a U.S. citizen entering a foreign country or returning to the U.S. These are completely different situations with almost no overlap in terms of governing law, procedures, rights, anything. That being said, and this is a point several commenters made, entering the U.S. is a cruder experience than entering most other countries.
Indeed.
Although I enter China multiple times a year, I have never been asked a question by an immigration or customs officer in China. I have entered Thailand without a visa, the officer's questions have been limited to the duration of my visit. Once a German immigration officer wanted to know my plans, and that interview was polite and three questions long. And in my reading of travel blogs, the U.S., Canada, and Great Britain are the three countries consistently mentioned for their overreaching border officers.
I'd like to say that I had an unpleasant experience comparative to the United States experience. I'm not saying it was more unpleasant, the United States experience, but comparative to a United States citizen re-entering his own country was a United States citizen entering Haiti. when there wasn't a hurricane going on or anything like that. They were just, you know, they had no interest in serving. They appeared to be wanting money in order to speed this process along. They were very interested in going through my stuff. So, that was my experience.
He says even adjusting for the fact that a citizen has more interactions with the officers of his own country and therefore more likely to have a bad encounter, U.S. border officers have a needlessly hostile view of the citizens who, on paper, they serve. Number 7, just doing my job is bunk. Many of the commenters are obviously CPB officers or shills. The repeated references to how the CPB officers are underpaid is a tell.
Yeah.
And they chant the mantra that the officers on their desks are a frontline, or on the desks are frontline personnel merely carrying out policy. I will resist the temptation to pull a Godwin and will merely respond, I don't care. Godwin meaning the internet term for Godwin's law, which is where the person who refers to Nazis first in an argument loses. That's kind of an internet thing. Anyway, he says, I'll merely respond. I don't care. When a person accepts and keeps a job which involves pressuring and tricking citizens into waiving their rights of privacy and silence while refusing to admit that the citizens possess those rights, the person has to deal with attitude on the incredibly rare occasion when someone exercises their rights.
I have to agree with that. I think he's absolutely right in these, and his points are righteous. I just don't think it results in much of use.
You made your choice, officers. Don't whine when someone points out the legal and morally dubious nature of the job you voluntarily accepted, remain at, and could quit at any time. Number 8, the other
right.
people...
Right, and if the pay was so bad, they would. Right? And this is what it's all about. This is
what about the Bennies?
Right. Well, you know, this is government agency at its best. Well, we're always paid too little. We're the front line keeping the bomb-toting terrorists and the evil disease-carrying immigrants, illegal immigrants out of this country. You're lucky that we're there every day taking the crap that we take, citizen, just to keep you safe. Oh, bull hockey.
Yeah. How many bombs have they caught? Right? This is a bright red herring. Oh, excuse me, the other people in line. This is a bright red herring. To the extent any immigration or customs line is being slowed down by a citizen refusing to answer questions, it's because the CPB officer refuses to accept the fact that the citizen is lawfully exercising her rights.
This is absolutely true. This is absolutely true. When a citizen comes butts heads against a bureaucrat, the citizens in the line behind them want the citizen to bow down, not the bureaucrat. They never say, hey, bureaucrat,
shut up
and let him go. They always say, sit down in front, down in front.
Slave on slave violence. And more coming up here. Your thoughts are also welcome in the remaining moments, which are on the way at 800-259-9231. He's got a couple more points he wants to make. 1-800-259-9231. You can take control of the airwaves. This is Free Talk Live.
John Dennis, an accomplished businessman and entrepreneur, has been a pro-liberty Republican for a quarter century. He's the new face of a new Republican Party, and he's running for congressman of California's 8th District.
I'm John Dennis, and I support drastically cutting both taxes and spending, which will help repair our devastated economy. Abolishing spendthrift governmental money pits that fail to produce the desired results. Bringing our troops home to defend our country, not policing other countries around the world. And a return to personal responsibility, self-ownership, and freedom of choice for all Americans.
Something John doesn't approve of? Nancy Pelosi. It's time for the Wicked Witch of the West to go away.
Melody!
Wipe the slate clean in California's 8th District in Washington in one blow. Contribute to the John Dennis for 2010 campaign at johndennis2010.com.
I'm John Dennis, and I approve this ad.
You worry, but only because you're paying attention. What's happening in the Gulf of Mexico illustrates an audacity toward nature. A similar audacity called GMO, or genetically modified organisms, means that the quality of commercially grown food may be compromised with our health in the balance. Now that summer's here, what better time to learn about the bounty that nature provides in wild edible food? Let author Linda Runyon show you the best-kept secret in plain sight that food is everywhere you look. This summer, for the cost of a good meal or two out, you can literally starvation-proof yourself and your loved ones against any future craziness and put up tons of free food, too. Whatever experiment is being run on us, you can rest assured that Linda's 50 or so staple foods aren't involved. Our foods are their enemy. So go to ofthefield.com or call toll-free 1-888-51-EAT-FREE and take that first step. Make your oasis of food security and nutrition now. That's ofthefield.com or call 1-888-513-2837. Start now and make 2010 your year of independence.
Question. What would you rather drink? Acidic water, which burns holes in your body and causes loss of bone mass? Or alkaline water, which promotes high energy and vibrant health? The answer is clear. And if you're drinking acidic water, you're helping cancer cells and bacteria to grow out of control. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals. Using Plasma pH Drops is the best way to alkalize your water and help you get rid of acid and regain your health and energy. Simply put 10 drops in the water you drink to raise the pH to a healthy alkaline level. Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. Disease organisms like bacteria, viruses, or cancer cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or by calling 269-409-1776. Again, 269-409-1776.
Where have all the military surplus stores gone? Don't worry, you don't need one. Because everything you need at Military Surplus is at MainMilitary.com. That's M-A-I-N-E, Military.com. One of the last surviving true military surplus stores in the country. Go online now to MainMilitary.com and discover a source for hard-to-find surplus items at true surplus prices. Surplus gun cleaning kits as low as $2.99. Complete chemical suits as low as $11.99. See our huge selection of gas masks, filters, and accessories. Finish and M10 gas masks are $3 for $30. And Swiss filters are $3 for $12. Searching for Strike Anywhere matches? MainMilitary.com has them. Plus a whole new product line of survival and first aid kits and lots more. Get free shipping on orders over $50 only at MainMilitary.com. That's M-A-I-N-E, Military.com. Or call 877-608-0179. 877-608-0179. MainMilitary.com, the main name in military supply.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
Free Talk Live. There are only moments remaining, but enough time still for your calls if you make them now. 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, 1-800-259-9231. Join us online, freetalklive.com. We give you the features on the site free, so enjoy those on us. Again, that's freetalklive.com. And if you want to help support the show, you can shop with us at amazon.freetalklive.com. You just enter Amazon through that link. Free Talk Live will get a portion of Amazon's profits. Same great Amazon, same great prices, huge selection, super saver shipping, which is free on a lot of stuff. You get all of that, the usual Amazon experience. You're just entering through our portal, which tells Amazon that you came from us, and then they reward us with a portion of their profits. So start your shopping at amazon.freetalklive.com. We're talking about the ups and downs of refusal to obey, refusal to do as the customs, specifically customs, the customs bureaucrats demand, to answer their questions. And that's what they want. They just want you to bow down and do whatever it is that they ask you to. And in this case of this guy, the blog that we're reading from knifetricks.blogspot.com, he's, you know, handed them the passport and he handed them the declarations papers, just wasn't going to answer their questions because he believes that he's not legally required to. Turns out he's right. So he's talking about some of the objections that people come up with as to, well, you know, what about the people in line? And if you've missed the rest of it, you can grab the archive later at freetalklive.com. But he's pointing out that really people should be upset at the CPB officers because they're not doing their job.
Right, they're breaking the law.
By allowing somebody to just go on without speaking.
They're not breaking the law, they're not upholding the law in the manner that they're supposed to.
So he says, as a practical matter, there's almost no holdup. When a citizen refuses to answer questions at the first kiosk, she's ordered to secondary within a minute or two. The wait is less than it might be if a returning citizen submitted to questioning, actually started answering questions about business or personal, or what were you doing there, and why were you there, and how long did you stay, and where did you go, and what did you eat, and what is your grandmother's bra size, and what, and so on and so forth.
Certainly, this could be true, but there's also instances in life where you're dealing with bureaucrats, and you're trying to get some kind of motion out of these bureaucrats, and it's very difficult to get that. And the people in line don't want you to do it, and they want you to go away. This happened to me one time. I was ticketed for parking in the library parking lot when I had gone into the library. They said that I had parked in the library to go to someplace else. When I did, You know, like I went somewhere and I believe I got something to drink or something like that, and then went to the library or went to the library first. I can't remember what. But they gave me a ticket. And so I went in to talk to the librarian to get their name to be able to fight the ticket in court. The librarian would not give me her name.
Wow.
I couldn't call her. She didn't want to be called
oppression.
As a witness. What's that?
That's official oppression, I think.
Well, it wasn't New Hampshire, and I didn't know any of this stuff. And the there's this awful hag behind me, like, she doesn't want to give you her name. Go on. I'm trying to check out a book.
The weightiest lesson it might be if you submit to questioning or had a complicated multinational family situation. In addition, living in a free country means that sometimes you're inconvenienced by others' assertions of their rights. On occasion, you have to see advertisements for products you think are disgusting, have your morning commute hampered by a strike, or have to drive a half a mile out of your way because of the GLBT parade. Perhaps I or a like-minded person made your stay in the airport 4 minutes longer. You'll live. Number 9. Small successful battles can prevent large losing battles. He says when it comes to rights, you don't know in advance what battle will be important, but you do know, based on history and human nature, that a right undefended will shrivel and die. If you don't fight for the small right, you won't be in a position to assert the large right. Moreover, the existence of the right of privacy is usually based on whether people have a current expectation of privacy in a certain situation. To the extent that people decline to assert their rights of privacy, it slips away. Lack of vigilance by citizens begets more government power. And I agree completely with that. Number two.
I just think there's a more efficient, less efficient ways.
Well, there's always going to be activists who are going to critique your activism. You can always actually more of just people who sit on the sidelines and critique your activism. So I say do what feels right to you. Number 10, travelers who have presented proof of U.S. citizenship should not be detained for refusing to answer questions. And he says that's what this is all about. Once a traveler has provided bona fide proof of U.S. citizenship, he or she is entitled to re-enter the country. CPB should not be asking questions as a matter of course, and if citizens assert their right to silence, CPB should not be detaining them. So there you have it. 1-800-259-9231 to the phones and the fun on the AMP lines on screen. Hello.
Hello. Hey, it's Dylan from Tucson.
Dylan, what's on your mind tonight?
Hey, I was listening to your the podcast show again, as I always do, and you were talking about my home state of Arizona and the most nasty politician we have, Joe Arpaio.
Sheriff
and
Joe.
His deputies killed a lady in their jail, and you guys mentioned that the county attorney declined to prosecute. Well, there's a really good reason for that. The guy's name, Andrew Thomas, he's long been Arpaio's crony, and he was the attorney at the time. He just resigned in April to run for a statewide AG because the AG resigned to run for governor. Anyway, this guy has been working with Joe, filing all kinds of nuisance lawsuits. He's had Thomas is really corrupt, and he's part of this FBI and Justice Department probe that's looking into Arpaio's activities, his refusal to turn over documents, his refusal to cooperate with federal investigations, and these multiple harassment suits where he would file lawsuits, criminal charges, through the attorney's office against his political opponents. He once subpoenaed the New Times, every visitor that went to their website for a period of 2 years.
I hope they told him to go pound sand.
Yeah, they did. But ultimately, you know, they would do the damage. They would do the political damage. They would smear his opponents. The headlines would read, you know, so-and-so charged with this or that. And then eventually they would just dismiss the charges quietly. But this is how he's manipulated and terrorized and intimidated all of his political opponents.
So basically they put a woman in 108 degree temperatures. They put her out, and I'm just going to turn you down a little bit there. They put her out because of car noise, but they put her in this box, essentially, this punishment box in 108 degree temperatures. She died of heat exhaustion, not being able to get enough water. I mean, it's bad enough being out in 108 degrees in the hot Arizona desert. It's worse if you don't have water. In fact, it's deadly. I think it could be deadly in both cases. It's certainly deadly if you don't have water. This woman died. They've got all the evidence they need. There was a 3,000-page report that was written up about it, and this county attorney not going to do anything about it. And how are you supposed to deal with that? As somebody who cares about human rights and other human beings and them being mistreated, how are you supposed to do anything about that? There's nothing you can do.
No. That's nothing at all except, you know, hope that the feds punish this guy, but the chances of that happening in any but the most nominal sense are very low. You know, he might be disbarred, he might lose his job, but that's not anywhere near what he deserves for what he's covering.
Well, Arpaio is not going to face anything. It was just his agents the prison or whatever, and that might even just be state agents. So Arpaio is not going to face any charges, and the county attorney, he can charge whoever he wants. He's not under any obligation to bring any charges against these government bureaucrats. I guess the only way you might be able to do it is to somehow get to grand juries, but they've got those guys so locked up and so brainwashed, it'd be impossible.
Well, it's just his little fiefdom. So he charges innocent people with scurrilous, foundationless charges when it's politically expedient, and then he goes, you know, he'll protect his own and refuse to file charges when they're obviously applicable. You know, it's just disgusting.
Yeah, the only solution is to get the heck out, really. I mean,
that's all I can see.
Right, to get to New Hampshire, get thee to the Free State Project.
I'm a signer, so I'll be there when I can.
Great. Well, hopefully it's sooner rather than later. Anything else you want to share tonight?
No, I just thought I thought that was an interesting corollary to what you were talking about.
Yes, it figures. I mean, the guy's in bed with like you said, all these cronies, and they've got control, and he keeps getting reelected. Whether that means he's actually being reelected or they're just throwing the elections, it doesn't matter, that he's still there. And in fact, I even saw a rumor. Now, I don't know, it's really early on, right? But I saw a rumor the guy's considering a run for president.
Our
Sheriff Joe.
He's got a lot of people like him.
He declined to run for governor, and some of the speculation was that because he was gearing up to possibly run for president, but who knows?
Well, you know, the presidential race is a much more scrutinized race than you're talking about. Is it Phoenix County or whatever?
Maricopa County.
Maricopa County. It's just nothing like it. It's not even the same league. You can run for senator. You can run for U.S. House. You can run for all these and not get near the scrutiny that you're going to get once you start dealing with the national media of the presidency, and I don't think that Sheriff Joe Arpaio can handle it.
No, I don't think he can either, but boy, it would be great if he did, because then all those skeletons would get dragged out of his closet on the national stage.
Yeah, maybe he should just keep his little fiefdom down there. That would probably be the smartest move on his case, but maybe he's not that smart. I don't know. Thanks for the call, Dylan. I appreciate hearing from you, though. You can't be an idiot and be able to get away with all the things he's gotten away with. You think?
I'm not saying he's dumb, but I mean, people, look, who was that guy who ran for president, Edwards? I mean, he's having an affair with his some gal while his wife's got cancer. I mean, it was absolutely the stupidest thing ever.
We are out of time. We'll be back tomorrow night. You can join us online in the meantime at freetalklive.com.
This Your Family Today tip is brought to you by Ovaltine, nutritious vitamins and minerals and a delicious chocolate taste for your picky eaters. Be sure to visit us at OvaltineUSA.com. With kids, food battles are more about control than about food. If you want to avoid a battle with your picky eater, give them a say in what they eat. At dinner, let them choose between broccoli or fruit salad. At the supermarket, give them three cereals to pick from. The more control they have, the less there is to argue about. For more tips like these, visit us at parenthood.com/yourfamilytoday.
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Ted Anderson, I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.